الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على كل نبي معه. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، سبتم أولا فحسي لتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط، ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can follow the call of Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, today we are living in a situation, as all of us know, a lot of thoughts are crossing our mind, many are worried, because what we see around, what we are hearing, that anti-Islamic slogans, mission is taking place against Islam and the Muslims who are living in this country. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that why these things are happening. What is the reason? What is the objective? My dear brothers in Islam, when we look back to the Quran, that such incidents have taken place since the inception of the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi who came with the Risala had gone through this opposition. Finally Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced a lot of challenges from the people of Makkah. The beginning stage. My dear brothers in Islam, the same efforts are continuing. As we all know, the sugar is sweet, then there are certain characteristics that the kufr will possess that will continue. That's why Allah says in the Quran: أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا. Then Allah is saying in the Quran about a beautiful incident that the Jews used to instigate the kuffar of Makkah, and they used to come up with many things against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is mentioning in this entire incident, at times they used to say, idols like jibs and tahoot are better than what these Muslims are worshipping, what these Muslims have brought iman. My dear brothers in Islam, this is no surprise to you and me. In the life of Quran, this will continue ila qiyamah sa'ah, till the day of Qiyamah. The arrival of Dajjal will be against the people of Iman and Islam. This will continue ila qiyamah sa'ah. But what is important, my dear brothers in Islam, today we all are happy, we are celebrating the birth of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in that season. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to see at these occasions when there was a lot of animosity and had
consider but what we need to understand that how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handle all these problems, more example. Today we are happy by the birth of Muhammad Rasulullah. Let us realize certain teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which has gone away from our life. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught how to deal with the people of other faith, with the people of other cultures and beliefs, how to handle them, how to treat them, how to talk to them, how to show them the light of Islam, my dear brothers in Islam. Another place Allah is saying, a beautiful ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O people of Iman, kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada min al-qis, that you remain firmly with regard to the haqq and the truth, and shuhada, and be witness of the haqq and the truth, and be genuine, my dear brothers in Islam. Now I urge that Allah is saying, Allah is commanding us in the Quran, that for us to remain that genuine, honest, upright people of Iman and Islam. And for the Allah is saying, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَانَ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ should not make you criminals. Look at the words of the Quran. Ala Adra Sadilu. The hatred and the anger of a nation should not make us sinners, or should not make your criminals or sinners or believers. My dear brothers in Islam, when we have a negative approach towards Islam, we need to take the positive approach which will open your heart eventually. That was the mission and effort of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, this ayat was revealed to Banu Nadir, that a Jewish tribe one day they prepared to access Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by means of wahi that they have planned to kill you or attacking you, Ya Rasulullah. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the army and seized them for 6 nights, and then they send a request to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, they were seized for 6 days, 6 nights. Now they send a message to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Muhammad, they will not do this, but they need to think that you fulfill to us, we will leave you and go away. Very first thing, ayyattati bittul jala, that you leave our way open, without any harm, and that you should protect the condition number 2, you should protect our blood. Condition number 3, give us provision to go out of this place. My dear brothers in Islam, they came to assassin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a commotion amongst the Sahaba. There's some say, these people plan to kill Rasulullah. How can we leave them like this? And they are asking a way out. They are asking Rasulullah to give protection to their lives. And they are asking provision to go out of Medina. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this ayah down. There, la yajrimannakum shan'anu qawmin. Hatred of a nation should not make you a criminal. By not taking vengeance, they did not kill Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will not be able to kill Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was so unique, he fulfilled all their requirements and sent them out of the outskirts of Medina. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this was the beautiful approach of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under the same ayah, a beautiful tafsir has come, another incident out of the battle of Ghazwat al-Rahd al-Rihah, the 7th expedition in Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping under a tree when he was resting at the time of Kailula. My dear brothers in Islam, a Bedouin Arab came, another narration, the Banu Sa'laba and others send this Bedouin and told, go and kill Muhammad al-Rasul. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sword was hanging and he was resting under that tree. My dear brothers in Islam, as his bedroom came, he took the sword of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He unsheathed the sword and he said, "May Allah come in me. Now who will protect you, Muhammad, from me?" The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied in one word, "Allah, Allah is my protector." My dear brothers in Islam, the moment the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sword fell from the hand of this person. And thereafter, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the sword and asked this person, "May Allah come in me. Now who will protect you from me?" And he gave a reply by saying, "Kun khayra akhirin." Be the best of takers, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say the shahada la ilaha illallah. Maybe the sword is in the hand of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told his bedroom, say the shahada. He said, "No, I will not say the shahada." My dear brothers in Islam, then he said, "U'ahiduka ya Muhammad. I make a promise to you, ya Muhammad, an la uqatiluka. That I will never fight with you again in my life. Wala akunu ma'a qawmin yuqatiluka. I will not be with a group of people who want to wage war against you." فَحَلَّا سَبِيلَهُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed his way, made him to go. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared. The person who came to kill Rasulullah, he goes with the message to his tribe and he told all his people, "Ja'tuka min 'indi khayrin nas." Today I have come to you from this of people who have been sent a unique personality, a person full of best of character and conduct. Here, this is what happened to me. Brothers in Islam, one thing, we cannot make one person a Muslim. The second thing, we our behavior, our akhlaqul nubuwa, if we inculcate, we could reduce the hatred that is in their heart. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have achieved in the history of Islam, people who came to assassin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they fell on his knees and embraced Islam. So my dear brothers in Islam, the problem remains with you and me. How do we approach? What is our behavior today? Today the things that we are talking, they are not bringing real shara'i debates or arguments. Their main things are, if you really study, my dear brothers in Islam, the behavior and the approach, how we have dealt with them, how we have behaved with them, how we have showed them the light of Islam. That is how today they are aggressively working, even though they are few in number. But maybe this is a lesson to you and me, in order that we exhibit the beautiful akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house, Ali radiallahu anhu was with him. And a person came on a camel back, kalbadu, like a Bedouin Arab. My dear brothers in Islam, he got down and he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Ya Rasulullah, asabatni as-sana, that hunger has attacked us. Oh, there is heavy drought around us. There is no food. There is nothing. That our people, dakhalu ilal Islam tama'an, they entered into Islam willingly. Akhsha an yakhruju min al-Islam tama'an, I fear that they will leave Islam out of their own will. Ya Rasulullah, do you have any provisions that you could give me? I could go and help my people and support my people." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Ya Ali, do we have any provisions?" Ali radiallahu anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah, nothing in stock, Ya Rasulullah. We have nothing in our stock, Ya Rasulullah." Then a Jew came, a rabbi, he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told, "Ya Muhammad, you give us, I give you the money that you need on condition that you pay me back date on a particular day." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. This person gave the money. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this Bedouin Arab and told him to go and take care of his community. My dear brothers in Islam, now there was a due date agreed. Before the due date, this rabbi comes back, the Jew comes back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here He came and instigated a problem. And due to it was one day before he demanded. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go to argue and say that I have to pay you only tomorrow. And this person continued saying so many things. And then Zayd ibn Sa'ana, he became radiallahu anhu afterwards. My dear brothers in Islam, Zayd ibn Sa'ana, at that time, looked at the face of Umar, out of anger, Umar radiallahu anhu, got very angry and furious, and he passed certain words and harsh words. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, oh Zayd ibn Sa'ana, stop it, oh Umar, stop it. You are not supposed to talk like this. You have told me, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you pay him? You have told me that, you have told Zayd ibn Sa'ana, why don't you be very nice in your demands and etc. Thereat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, oh Umar, pay him back and give him something more because you have rebuked him. That makes Zayd ibn Sa'ana to enter Islam. He said, I came to test Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because in our belief, in our books it is written, more you instigate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with anger or whatever, the more calm that he becomes. I came to see whether he is Nabi or Nabi, and I am convinced that Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that I bear testimony, there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Many of brothers in Islam, the growth of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards conveying, towards convincing, his akhlaq makes people to enter into Islam. In the Mecca of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, 1,000 people, he was there. He was continuously against Rasulullah. On his demise, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his garment that made, that incident made 1,000 munafiqun to embrace Islam. 1,000 people embrace Islam. So my dear brothers in Islam, today we see around us hatred, the time does not permit. But we need to understand, we need to bring a change. Our akhlaq, our behavior, we need to give a good smile, a greeting. We don't smile at them, we don't greet them, we don't talk to them nicely, even though they are working with us. My dear brothers in Islam, let us show them Islam, let us exhibit the life of Muhammad Rasulullah. In order to look at these things, either they will embrace Islam or they are angry against Allah and Rasul. So let us also make dua after the death of Uhud, my dear brothers in Islam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see Muslims who were sahaba, were slaughtered, were their 70 sahaba. He could see the mushriks of Makkah were rejoicing and the sahaba was massacred in front of him in the prayer of Uhud. But the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ghafir qawmi fa innahu la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive these people. They do not know what they have committed. They are doing this because they do not know. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us make dua to Allah to protect Islam, protect Deen of Islam, protect the Muslims, protect the honor and the dignity and the worth of the Muslims in this country. And my dear brothers in Islam, in the meantime, let us make dua for their hidayat and may Allah bring them back to the light of Islam. Like Allah brought Umar and strengthened Islam, like Allah brought many of the Sahaba and strengthened Islam, when they accept or embrace Islam, they will become aggressive. As Quran says, they will become better than us, or they will advance Islam much more than us, as we have many examples around us. Whatever we have spoken, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah protect all of us, protect the Muslims, protect our mothers and sisters and our children in this island, and remove this hatred from their hearts and bring them to the fold of Islam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.